Great news. K-Rock's Almost Acoustic Christmas is almost here.
And the San Bernardino International Airport is ready to make you a VIP.
That's right. Stop by the K-Rock stage for your chance to win a first-class upgrade to the backstage VIP party.
Say hi to us, see the bands being interviewed, enjoy food, drinks, and have a great night with K-Rock and the San Bernardino International Airport.
Plus, visit flysbd.com to find the hottest travel deals on Breeze Airways from San Bernardino International Airport to San Francisco or Provo, Utah.
That's flysbd.com.
See you at the party.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Great news. K-Rock's Almost Acoustic Christmas is almost here.
And the San Bernardino International Airport is ready to make you a VIP.
That's right. Stop by the K-Rock stage for your chance to win a first-class upgrade to the backstage VIP party.
Say hi to us, see the bands being interviewed, enjoy food, drinks, and have a great night with K-Rock and the San Bernardino International Airport.
Plus, visit flysbd.com to find the hottest travel deals on Breeze Airways from San Bernardino International Airport to San Francisco or Provo, Utah.
That's flysbd.com.
See you at the party.
This is the world famous K-Rock.
Oh yeah, welcome to your just after 9 o'clock hour here on the world famous K-Rock Election Tuesday. You're off to go vote right now. Take advantage of all those great things you can get with your sticker. And we got more stickers to give you all show long from the vault of K-Rock. Your old stickers, new stickers, random stickers. People seem to love stickers today, so we'll cover you. In fact, right now, let's give away some tickets to see the Kings, but we'll also throw in some stickers as well. Make this a sweet prize pack. Hey, Marissa.
Hello.
You are caller 20 from North Hollywood. How goes it?
Awesome. It goes good. I'm almost at work, so about to go in the parking garage.
Are you able to show up late today because of Election Day? Are you able to leave early?
I've done it by mail, so I'm all set.
Right, but I'm saying you don't have to tell the boss that, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I'll probably get out early.
Nice.
That's a good idea.
Nice.
And what will you do when you get out early?
Probably a little watch party with some friends.
Whatever the hell you want.
An election watch party?
Now, you don't even need to look at those fancy maps on TV. We've drawn our own election coverage maps. You can see them up on our Klein Alley show. Hey, you got some tickets to go see the Kings at Crypto. You'll be there for the game against the Detroit Red Wings on November 16th. So hold on one second,
awesome.
And we'll throw in some stickers so that you can...
I love stickers.
...proudly wear your Klein Alley show stickers with your I Voted stickers. What a fashion statement that is, huh?
I Klein Alley showed.
That's right. Hold on one second, and thank you for waking up and starting your day with us. The big story that we have not been talking about as much as we probably should, minus the big presidential election, is the fact that Thursday morning, 7:30, all the details you've been waiting for K-Rock's 33rd annual Almost Acoustic Christmas.
Yeah, it's Almost Acoustic's Jesus birthday.
That is going to be so...
33 years old.
...beautiful, and it is going to be a, I would imagine, an exciting announcement when we get to tell you at 7:30 Thursday morning.
And right? We don't even know.
Nope. So it'll be a surprise for all of us, because we can't keep secrets here at K-Rock. I didn't even know this was possible, but apparently yesterday, I got very unlucky. I got a parking ticket.
Sounds like you were very lucky today. You found $100.
I found $100 in a pile of leaves. But you win some, you lose some.
That's the biggest bill. It's the biggest one.
The best one. And apparently it's real. Johnny checked it. In fact, how's that breakfast going? I said buy breakfast with it. Did you make any decisions back there? It's been 2 hours. I'm starving. Did anyone decide about
this? You know what, actually, we decided to give you the money back, actually, because it's not ours to really spend.
I found it, so I'm paying it forward, but just get goddamn breakfast.
Are you sure? I mean, it's your money.
I said it 2 hours ago, Allie. Didn't I not say that?
Yeah, but you also were like, nah, I kind of need it.
Yeah, come on, man. Take the money.
So
you're
like saying stuff under your breath.
Buy breakfast. Get breakfast. Just find something people want. I know Vanessa already put in an order, so get some breakfast.
Okay, I'll wait till after the show.
No. Don't wait till after the show. Order now. We're starving.
Yes, sir. I'm on.
Thank you. Just figure it out. Surprise us all. After I found that $100
bill. Why are we putting him in charge of the
food? Vanessa, you're in charge. Just take over.
Let's have Johnny do it.
Why am I not in charge?
Because
Hold
Johnny
on, Allison,
only
why
eats
am I not in
because
charge of this?
You only eat mac and cheese and chicken nuggets.
Yeah, but I could take everybody else's order and get what they want.
He's going to get us all a jar of peanut butter.
Correct.
That's going to be the
breakfast.
Or he's
going to get a bunch of IHOP, which is fine, I guess.
Yeah, just put an order in. Allie went over all the stuff that's free today. Just say you voted and get us a bunch of free stuff. Give me the $100 back.
Yeah.
So about 3 hours after I found the $100 bill in a pile of leaves, I go and I get a parking ticket on my car that is parked in my own house. A parking ticket on my car.
Why would you get a ticket in your own house?
Apparently, and I didn't realize this is not allowed, I'm in my own driveway. But the way my driveway works is some of it blocks. If I'm not pulled all the way in, I can block a little bit of the sidewalk. A little bit.
Oh, no, I'm sure you're blocked the whole sidewalk.
No, not the whole sidewalk.
Yeah, I'm sure your ass is sticking out hard.
Ass is sticking out a little bit.
Yeah, right.
A little ass, but you could take 2 steps to the left and walk right around it and not even be in the street.
But dog walkers and stuff and Karens, they don't like that.
What?
They want to walk in a straight line. Well, damn it.
That is the most insane thing I've ever heard in my entire life. So all of a sudden I go up.
Why
and
are
I'm
you
like,
pulled in?
I can't pull in right now because I smashed my, I had an incident with my garage door. I don't want to get into it. It's not working right now because I drove.
You backed it into your own garage door.
I don't want to say if I backed into it or drove into it, but one way or another.
And how did that happen again? Klein was getting pasta sauce.
I was racing out to try to buy pasta sauce
while an open flame burned
while
in your house.
Pasta boiled. Okay, so
okay,
I was trying
right.
to be efficient with time. The garage now will not open or close, so I blocked a little bit of the sidewalk, and that is a $90 ticket, Allie.
Oh, so you got $10 left.
$90 ticket. That's right.
All right, Johnny.
Johnny, $10. You get us all breakfast. Have you ever gotten a ticket at your own house before? That's like the most infuriating ticket to get ever.
I've gotten tickets outside of where I lived, but it was always street cleaning
right.
or not my tires weren't turned in enough and stuff like that. But it wasn't parking in my own driveway because I'm not a dum-dum.
But don't you still feel violent? Like, if it's your street that you're on, and yes, you know you have to switch the car certain days of the week, whatever.
No, it's
don't
your home base.
It's your home base. To get a ticket at your
it's
home base.
It's like you
base,
can't get tagged when you're like, yep, home base.
Right. And you feel like you want to like tell the person like, hey,
I live here.
Right. This is my, I'm not a random that just parked here. I don't mind if they give randoms tickets.
The question is, how did you get the ticket? Because it's not like a cop was just driving by going, hold on a minute. Like, they've got better things to do.
Oh, someone ratted you out, dude.
Yes.
Someone ratted me out?
A neighbor hates you.
Yes.
Yeah, totally.
Why would someone
You're always the new guy on the street, so you're always the hateable
but
one.
But why would someone go through the hassle of calling a non-emergency police number to report a guy
I'm
partially
telling you,
blocking
it's the
a
dog
sidewalk?
Walking Karens. They want to be able to walk on a free street. They get mad at anything that interferes with their little dog walks.
And once you do it once, it's really easy. I've called people before for like blocking a driveway like parked like so you can't get out.
Oh, like blocking your car in?
Like blocking the driveway so you can't get out of your driveway. I've called the Glendale police to have them ticketed or towed. You can do it super easy.
Oh, you rat people out, Jake? You're a narc?
I have done that before because he parked like a-holes.
How many times you done that?
My old spot, because my driveway was super narrow, so if you blocked any amount of it, I couldn't get out. I did it, I don't know, like close to 5 times, 4 or 5 times.
Wow. 5 times you've ratted people out.
Yeah, but
out.
He can't get out. No, you got to call for that if you can't even get out of your driveway.
So someone's going to call because they took 2 steps to the left to walk around my bumper? They got a call on that? You think I got ratted out?
Or you would think that the cop would arrive and go, well...
No, there's no way they're doing a patrol and then going through people's driveways.
Absolutely
someone ran
not.
You out. Someone
yes.
called you.
Yes, they're not just doing a regular cruise. That's... Let's just cruise through this neighborhood for weird parkers.
This is someone's claiming these are people that I didn't protect on my night watch when I was
oh
doing...
Oh, my God, all not calm.
All not calm. The neighborhood watch. And then they return the favor by
bust. That's the guy. He didn't even do it. He had the loudspeaker, and he didn't even use it.
All bumper right there in the sidewalk and blocking. That's just crazy. I didn't even know that could happen. People on text line saying, I've gotten tickets in my own driveway before, too.
I would hope
Plates not updated. You can get a ticket in your driveway. I got fixed a ticket for tints.
You know what?
Parked in my own driveway of my own house
yes.
on a residential street.
Now that I think about it, our car probably could get a ticket just sitting in its driveway because because of our plates. Our plates are not updated. So they could just ticket you. And if some neighbor complains and says, oh, their registration is expired or whatever, right, they have to respond to it. But I would imagine that a cop would show up, look at your house, and go, oh, how sad. That guy's...
it's all broken.
Yeah, this car's poor guy.
Parked in front of a broken garage.
Obviously, his life is sad enough.
Yeah, I don't need to write it. Maybe that's the same cop that buried the 100 in the leaves to make me feel bad about the situation.
Just give this to him.
All right, we'll take a quick break. We're back in a second. Lots going on in the world.
I'm Tank Sinatra.
And I'm Investigator Slater.
And together we co-host a podcast called Psychopedia, which is a true crime podcast infused with comedy, making it a crimedy. Each week, Investigator Slater brings us a wild and thoroughly researched true crime case. I'm here to digest it all and react just like you probably are right there on the other side of the microphone.
Somehow, I've got to present each case with the detail and respect it deserves, while also cracking up at Tank's perfectly timed humor and thought-provoking questions.
Listen to and follow Psychopedia on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We got more stickers here. You love stickers on this Election Tuesday. Call now. We'll give you some stickers. 800-520-1067. It's a real grab bag of random stickers we found all over K-Rock, and they will be yours if you call us now. Big announcement. Thursday morning, 7:30. The details you've been waiting for. K-Rock's 33rd annual Almost Acoustic Christmas.
And now we have an extra ticket because Vanessa will still be trapped in Columbia.
No.
Right. So you can have Vanessa's ticket and all the other tickets. And, of course, you know, once we announce this, I'm sure we'll start hooking you up. And it's going to be great. It's the greatest holiday tradition that ever was and ever will be. And all them details coming your way Thursday morning, 7:30, right here on K-Rock. All right. Takeaways from today's show.
You Klein, you Allie.
Thank you, Pantyhose Greg. I'm sorry that we ended as enemies. I always thought of you as a friend.
All you motherfuckers.
Okay.
I'm done.
Even me?
Even you. You're one of the mother effers he was referring to. All right, takeaways from today's show. What do we got?
818, my takeaway is if the taco guy has Dodger neck tattoos, he's legit.
He is legit. It's the best way to know if the taco guy is going to be good or not. It's the amount of Dodgers tattoos on their neck.
323, my takeaway is Klein was once a lying politician. We want chocolate milk, damn it.
I promised it to everyone in school 5 days a week. I was unable to deliver on my campaign promise.
And 626, my takeaway is beer, grain, and massages make great meat.
We learned that from a Uber Eats driver today that called the goat line. Thank you for that. If you don't know what we're talking about when we do takeaways, recommend you check out more of the show, either live on K-Rock or download the podcast. Wherever you get your podcast, just search Klein Alley Show. What's your takeaway there, DJ Omar Khan?
My takeaway is chi-chi. Chi-chi.
Chi-chi.
Chi.
This woman did not like it when we said her name wrong. Boy, she did not like that at all. She wanted to correct us, and this is what that sounded like.
Chi-chi. Chi.
Excuse me, what?
Is this a tick, or is this your name?
Chi-chi. She has Tourette's?
No.
Very nice caller from earlier. Chi-chi. That was Chi-chi. Al, your takeaway?
My takeaway is breastfeeding women are really just horchata dispensers.
Yeah, we learned that. I learned that the hard way. And the
easy
way.
Won't be so offended by people breastfeeding in public now, will you?
Jake the Nerd, got a different takeaway? Are you good?
The stamp is more powerful than the sticker.
Yeah,
the stamp does trump the sticker. And we're going to learn that, Vanessa, the hard way when you get stamped out of America. We will miss you for sure. Let's give away some of these stickers on the way out. Speaking of stickers, Gabe?
Yeah?
Apparently you're an adult and you like stickers, huh?
I am an adult who likes stickers.
Hold on. Correct. We're going to get you some stickers, some K-Rock stickers, some Klein Alley Show stickers. I'm not sure what we have left. Tania?
Hello?
Tanya?
Tanya!
Hey, Tanya, hold on. We'll give you some stickers as well. Hang tight one second.
I don't think you've ever said Tanya. I think you've said Tania every single time a Tania calls.
I got to be honest, guys. You can blame me, the name butcher. That's fine. Everyone knows how you spell Tanya. It's not how Vanessa spells Tanya. So I'm just telling you.
I spelled it right.
Klein, I am looking.
T-A-N-I-A.
That's how you spell Tanya.
That's not how you spell Tanya.
Yes, it is. Tanya, or T-A-N-Y-A.
Yeah, Tanya Harding. That's a Y in there. That's the way she spelled
it. Who pronounces it Tania based on T-A-N-I-A?
That's Tania.
If she said T-A-N-E-E-A, I would say maybe.
Listen, I'm in the Turtle Reading Group. I know when I see it, it's Tania.
Chi-chi.
No, it's not Chi-chi.
Stop. Just stay out of this, Chi-chi.
We already got your name wrong earlier. It's Tania.
Chi-chi.
All right, fine.
Chi.
Whatever you say.
Chi.
We got to take a quick break for the next 21 hours or something. We'll be back. Have a great rest of your day. We'll do it tomorrow. We'll try to do it better. In the meantime, Omar, take us out. Bye.
They feel that, you know, they feel that,